Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Akash, moderator for the conference call. Welcome to IRM Energy Limited Q4 FY26 and FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask a question after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Ms. Krishna Patel from EY. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Akash, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome you all to IRM Energy Limited Q4 FY26 and FY26 earnings conference call. To take us through the results, to answer your questions, we have with us the management of IRM Energy, represented by Mr. N.K. Sharma, the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Arun Kumar Saluru, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Ashish Mittal, the Head of Commercial and Marketing, and Mr. Abhinand Pandya, Chief Corporate Strategy and IR Head. Please note that the discussion that we may have today may contain certain forward-looking statements relating to future events and future performance. Numerous factors could cause actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statement. Please note, the audio of the earnings call is the copyright material of IRM Energy and cannot be copied, rebroadcasted, attributed in press or media without specific written consent of the company. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. N.K. Sharma, the CEO, for his opening comment. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Krishna, for the introduction. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining Q4 FY26 and FY26 complete year earning conference call of IRM Energy Limited. I am privileged to talk to you straight after the earnings have been completed. The company concluded its board meeting last evening only, and the financial results along with the investor presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchanges and on our corporate website also. We trust you have had the opportunity to review the same. FY26 has been a year of disciplined execution, broad-based operational expansion, and a resilient financial performance for IRM Energy. As one of the India's fastest growing city gas distribution company, with authorized presence across 4 geographical areas and 6 districts, IRM continues to strengthen its position as a reliable, efficient, and future-ready natural gas supplier, supporting industrial, commercial, domestic, and automobile customers. Our performance during the year reflects our commitment to operational excellence, strong network rollout, and the essential role natural gas has to play as a transition fuel in India's evolving energy landscape. Our performance during FY26 demonstrates consistent volume growth, network expansion, and improving profitability supported by strategic investments in infrastructure, disciplined capital allocation, and strengthening customer adoption across PNG and CNG segments. During FY26, the company delivered a revenue from operations of ₹1066.66 crores, to be precise, and registered a growth of 9% year-on-year. EBITDA level of 112.25 crore, reflecting a 17% year-on-year increase. PAT of 56.89, a growth of 21% year-on-year on a standalone basis. The volume of 223.67 MMSCM reflects a growth of 9% year-on-year, supported by both CNG and PNG commercial domestic segments together. Company has also incurred during the year a capex of 81.33 crore in Q4 FY26 alone, which adds up to the annual capex total of 184.35 crore in the whole FY26. Additionally, IRM Energy expanded the CNG station network, for which we are really proud of, a network of 150 stations landmark we have crossed this time as of 31st March 2026. Last year, the same figure, comparable figure, was 111 stations up to FY25. This represents a massive 26% year-on-year growth in the CNG segment. strengthening our distribution reach, enabling sustained growth in CNG volumes. CNG remains the largest contributor to the volume, accounting for 61% of total operational revenue in FY26. This segment, in fact, continues to benefit from expanding station infrastructure, higher vehicle conversions, and deeper penetration of gas-based mobility across our operating GAs. On the PNG front, the company continued its robust progress in customer addition with 83,262 domestic PNG connections, 496 commercial connections, and 223 industrial connections across its operating 4 GAs, which is supported by extensive pipeline network of 6,695 inch kilometer as of 25-26. PNG domestic is driven by increasing household adoption and enhanced awareness, and also supported by the PNG RB's national campaign. PNG commercial is supported by strong addition in the food services, retail, and institutional segments. As far as PNG industrial is concerned, there is steady traction in Banaskantha GA and 13% growth year-on-year and a moderated growth in Fatehgarh Sahib in FY26. The company remains committed to driving long-term value creation, supported by debt-light balance sheet and also its total debt, including long-term lease liability of only 72 crore rupees in FY26, reduced from 140 crore rupees in FY25. Operational efficiency and clear roadmap for expansion across our authorized geographical areas, with cash and bank balance of 242 crore rupees in hands, resulting into a net cash position of 170 crore rupees. This enables the company to fund expansions largely through internal accruals, thereby limiting our financial costs and ensuring long-term sustainability of our returns. IRM Energy, the authorized GA, provide multi-decadal growth runway, which with significant potential for further PNG and CNG penetration in those areas, driven by supportive policy framework, rising fuel substitution trends, and increased preference for cleaner energy solutions. Certain new initiatives which we have undertaken during the last quarter are, I would like to one by one mention all of them. From the institutional partnership standpoint, we have signed an MOU with Tamil Nadu State Transport Corporation in Namakkal for deploying PNG buses, with 71 buses currently continuing. 50 additional buses are expected in the May 26th this time, and total current consumption stands approximately 6,000 kilo per day, attributing to 17% of the total CNG volume in the Namakkal and Trichy GA. This conversion we have encouraged the TNSTC, and this has happened according to our plans. Commission, the first LNG dispensing facility in Rasipuram in the same Namakkal and Trichy GA. Agreement was signed with Ultra Gas Trading Company, and we are also lining up other transporter hubs, transporting company in the hub, and LNG fueling is increasing almost every month. Signed an MOU with the Red Taxi in Trichy for the conversion of fleet vehicles to CNG, resulting into successful conversion of over 120 taxis by now. We have also signed an MOU with Grasim Industries in DGSGA and District Jail in BKGA for PNG supply for residential colonies. This way, we are expanding our footprints into the domestic area and the commercial areas also, massively in all the potential GAs. Signing a tripartite agreement between IRM Energy, GAIL, and CBG producers across all the four GAs under the CBG, CGD, synchronization scheme of GAIL, Government of India, for the offtake of compressed biogas CBG. This adds up a lot of value in our gas sourcing portfolio. Introduced the Green Mile Plus fleet cards in partnership with Jagal and enabled cashless transparent and trackable transactions for transportation fleet customers for onboarding en masse transport companies. The GA-wise performance, if you see, Banaskantha in Gujarat is the largest GA with contributing around 49% of the total revenue in the last year, FY26. Residential potential, residential connections ready metered is 63,588 to be precise, and the commercial connections are more than 300, industrial are more than 15, and CNG stations are 65. One of the highest in the any GA which of that size and that geography any other company may be having. Fatehgarh Sahib in Punjab contributed around 36% of the total revenue to the industrial segment, mostly driven by PNG industrial and slightly by the CNG segment also. In Divgir Somnath, the third GA, we have crossed the 10,000 domestic PNG connections milestone, and this number is growing expeditiously. Lastly, the Damakkal and Trichy GA, this is a very high growth GA, and rapidly CNG expansion is happening. 49 stations of mobility stations we already have, and we are expanding with our network, more potential, tapping more potential for our domestic connections also on way. As regards business strategy, we can mention proudly that company has got very strategic focus on strengthening the infrastructure in the existing GAs by scaling PNG penetration in existing GAs, continue rollout of CNG stations under DODO and OMC model. Wherever DODO is not possible, we are resorting to OMC for expanding our footprints, and COCO also, of course, wherever some land is available for, with a reasonable input cost. We are also enhancing our CNG network in high density areas, improving the penetration of the PNG domestic and commercial segments. We are strategically streamlining cost structure and optimizing our sourcing portfolio, which is the core competence of our team, ensuring safe, reliable, and environment-friendly gas distribution services. We have passed another accident-free year, wherein not even minor or reportable accident has happened. So we focus mostly on our good HSE practices. We are maintaining good capital discipline in funding majority of the expansion through our internal accruals and maintaining our strong net cash balance sheet with very strategic and very focused IRR and return-based capital allocation. Given the regulated nature of our sector, HCGD sector, combined with the high entry barriers and long-term licenses, our business offers predictable, multi-decadable growth visibility and very high growth potential in all the 4GAs which we are purchasing. We would also like to mention with you our future outlook. Despite near-term price volatility, which you all of you know, because of the geopolitical disturbances, the global energy disruptions has happened, and it has impacted our CGD sector also, alongside all other energy companies, energy consumption company of the nation. The CGD distribution companies are expected to experience a structural demand growth forthwith and a stable operational momentum and meaningful volume expansion in FY27. Policy support and demand fundamentals remain strong, making CGD sector a resilient, strategically critical component of India's energy transition. In fact, the government's focus on the CGD sector and natural gas consumption, promoting it, has grown up very, very significantly, which was not there in all past recent years because of the LPG crisis. All of you know, the CNG has come into focus, PNG has come into focus, domestic and commercial collections are very much in demand, and we are riding on that demand. Once the sourcing portfolio is properly redressed across the nation, we can expect a strategical energy transition in a big way. With this, I would like to hand over the call to the moderator for Q&A questions. Thank you very much for the patient hearing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and then one on your touchtone telephone and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from the line of Mr. Ketan Chedda, an Indian investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, so my first question is with regards to the volume contribution as against the capex. If we see the GAs of Banaskantha versus Fatehgarh Sahib, our capex is much less as compared to Fatehgarh Sahib as compared to Banaskantha. But if I see the proportion of the revenues or the volumes that we are generating out of the two, there's a stark difference. Like, you know, Banaskantha on the given capex does not generate as much revenue or volume as much as Fatehgarh Sahib generates. So could you please throw some light and explain how, you know, what is the difference in these two GAs that is causing to such differences in the volume?
Yeah, thank you for this first question. But the situation probably is something otherwise, you know. In Banaskantha, if you go by, that by FY26 end, we are somewhere in the capex level of 420 crores we have invested till now, in comparison to around 200 crore rupees in Fatehgarh Sahib. So if you really see volume-wise, Banaskantha volume is around 47% of my total, MMSCM wise, if you go, 47% comes to us from Banaskantha, whereas the Fatehgarh Sahib comes 39% only. But at the same time, if you go by the margin, you know, the return on capital employed, so Banaskantha with this 420, revenue-wise, we are also earning almost in the same line of percentage. But at the same time, if you see the margin in the CNG sector, Banaskantha being the CNG-centric GA, margins to the company are much higher than what we get through industrial supply in the Fatehgarh side. So we cannot see it only from the angle of capital deployment. We have to see return on capital employed GA. So that way, Banaskantha stands out much better than the Fatehgarh side.
Okay, I will, because, what I was doing is basically just comparing the capex versus the volume it was generating.
Yeah.
And on that basis.
Actually, the segments are different. Banaskantha, we are not having much of industrial volumes. CNG volume is higher. So CNG, you understand, the contributions are much higher than what we really get through PNG industrial segment catering. I mean, whatever we get there, the CNG is much, much better than that.
Understood. And so, you know, with respect to Namakkal and Trichy, how do we see this shaping up? So with Namakkal and Trichy, I've got two questions. One is, what is the planned capex for Namakkal Trichy for FY27? And, you know, the way we just discussed, you know, in terms of, you know, the margins being generated, you know, because of the sections we have, like, you know, in CNG versus industrial. So what Namakkal, what kind of customer profile do we expect to be in Namakkal and Trichy areas? And the capex, of course.
Let me answer your question in two parts. In Namakkal Trichy, which is the most aspirational GF for us, for our company, till now we have invested something around 250-260 crore rupees there till date on the gross block side, 257 crore to be more precise. We have invested there, and this year, FY27, we have planned exceeding 150 crore rupees more in that particular GA, and maybe if things all permit well, we may be exceeding 150 also, maybe 170-180 we are targeting internally. So that is the way we want to expand that GA. Just now we have had a lot of issues in the LPG supply consistency. So there is no auto LPG, LPG run autos where there are several companies, industrial commercials were also running on LPG. Suddenly the demand is growing a lot in that GA. So we are focusing more on laying our infrastructure aggressively so that our returns can be there better, more custom acquisition can happen. So this 257 which we have deployed, we'll add up another 150 to 180 crore rupees going forward in Namakkal and Trichy. So the returns are also better, and customer service is also paramount for us in this difficult time. And I think Namakkal will be our aspirational district, we call it like that. What was the second question which you wanted to know?
The kind of customer profile that we expect in Namakkal and Trichy, whether like, you know, is it going to be CNG heavy or is it going to be industrial and commercial heavy?
I request Mr. Avinan to answer that question.
Ketanji, if you look at the overall district profile of Namakkal and Trichy, it is most aspiration GA which we have. And if you look at the all three GA put together, Namakkal and Trichy, the GA wise is much more higher than all the three GA put together. So if you look at the overall growth over there, I expect that maximum 90% CNG volume will bring in. Domestic PNG, we are laying the pipeline, so it is going to add to the numbers. With the present situation where LPG is in shortage, we are getting more demand from the domestic customer as well as commercial customer. So going forward, as and when we lay the infrastructure, this mix over a period of 1 or 2 years will be between 70 and 20, just like what we have seen it in other GAs like Banaskantha and Diugir and Somnath.
Sorry, I didn't give the proportion. 70 and 20, you mean 70% CNG?
CNG. At present, if you look at it, we have rolled out OMC CNG model, and the daily CNG demand and that GA compared to last year has almost doubled. So 100% jump in growth for that GA and CNG demand is there. We expect the same to continue this year, which is going to drive our volume as well as bottom line in that GA. And the potential also in that GA, both combined together, is going to be high. As sir already mentioned, that we have converted some TNSTC buses, which is going to drive volume. And going forward also, Trichy GA also, we are putting up a bus stand CNG station. This is also going to drive more volume.
In fact, Mr. Ketan, if you see the geography of that area, this is a GA wherein four national highway and state highway, or rather five you can say, are passing through this. So the mobility sector is having a high potential in that area. One thing is that you need more CNG culture there, that side, which was not there earlier. By our infrastructure rollout, things will get, conversion will become very, very fast, and things will come to our favor in terms of volumes. So CNG still is a focus area. That area is actually a twin district. Trichy is a different district. Namakkal is a different district. And there is geographical spread is also very high, more than 100 kilometers around between the two. So the population density is not very big. So that way, domestic and commercial are only benefit which will come when we roll out our online stations more on the CNG stations area. Once we roll out the steel pipeline we are laying, so PNG and domestic and commercial will automatically come. So we have, lot of hope from Namakkal and Trichy development of that district.
Just to add, Ketanji, all three-wheeler auto at present, the new three-wheeler CNG segment is the only one which is sold. If you look at the data for past 6 months, we say 92% of the three-wheeler auto segment is CNG. And that is the difference which we have seen. Earlier, you know, when we went there in that year 2 years back, it was like LPG autos and the petrol autos were there. Today, it is all wide open. 92% to 95% is three-wheelers, which is CNG. So likewise, we have seen the conversion in auto taxis as well as the four-wheeler individual cars also. So there is a jump in demand for CNG vehicles. And we hope that this growth will continue for next 2 years.
And the last question is with respect to the margin. Now, given the entire crisis situation that we are seeing right now, based on our sourcing agreements and the way we have tied up our gas supply, what do you think, how our margins would fare in FY27? Are they likely to be impacted negatively, or they will continue with a similar margin level that we've seen in FY26?
To specifically clarify this one, my CFO is giving you the exact precise answer for that.
Hi Ketan. So the gross margins, if you see, they are in the range of 25 to 26%. They have increased from previous year. Now, as the situation is unfolding in the Gulf, so keeping that in mind, we expect the margins in the same range. But it depends on how the situation unfolds. So our endeavor is to maintain the margins, the gross margins and EBITDA levels.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Ketan.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mr. Kiran Garge from Lightstone Capital Management, LLP. Please go, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. For Fatehgarh side, when do you think the NGT order could be implemented?
It's a nice question you have asked. Actually, we are also awaiting. This order which came in the month of late February, and immediately after that, this war has broken out. And you understand that how the gas sourcing had been impacted. See, most of the supplier in the industrial zone, that GA, as you have very rightly said, is predominantly an industrial supply zone. So gas supply itself has been very much restricted. It came down to 80% of the daily contracted quantity, and further went down up to 65 and then 55. So now, very lately, it has been restored back to 80%. So the industry, broadly, they are already under the cut down of their supplies, although we are trying to meet more through our spot supplies. And mostly the market is saturated. No demand is getting unattended. We have virtually not cut any single SCM for any industry. But since the prices have gone up, see, the demand itself has been, shrinking a bit. But at the same time, we are not making any loss. We are passing on all the enhanced price to the customers, and our margins are intact. Still, appetite is continuing. So, at this particular level, forcing the government to apply all the NGT orders exactly in the manner in which the Punjab Pollution Control Board should give the administrative orders and notification, that we are not trying to pursue immediately. But let the whole supply situation be improved, even marginally if it is improved, then definitely this question will come, and we would like to reach to the government authorities, including the PPCB and CPCB, for stricter implementation of the same. The moment, because see, demand destruction is happening already, and at that point of time, if we force them more, then these companies will be in a more agitative mode, and then difficulty will come on our credibility also. So we are taking a very cautious approach in that. The moment the supply situation is balanced or it is slightly favored strategically, we would like to compel the government for stricter implementation of this NGT order. Currently, we are having a watch and balancing our sourcing with the demand patterns. We are not doing it.
Okay. Thank you for your detailed answer. And if you could provide guidance for FY27 and FY28 in terms of volume growth and EBITDA per SCM?
EBITDA per SCM, currently, you can say that company-wide, if you see segment-wise, I would not like to mention, but company-wide, you see it is more than 5 rupees. EBITDA, you know, per SCM. And we, going forward, will improve it by another 10 to 15% going forward in the next financial year. See, the whole situation, you will appreciate, is so much evolving that giving a predictable guidance is a challenge for us. So in this evolving situation, I hope my investors will pardon me for some time. Let some more clarity come. But we are definitely focused to improve our SCM margin by 10 to 15% surely, in whatever condition it may come. So we can assure you that last year's EBITDA margin per SCM will definitely be improved situation next year.
Okay, in terms of volume growth?
In terms of volume growth, you see, we have had year on year, you can say, 9% plus this year. Next year, we are planning more than, it will be double digit, and it will be fairly, you can say 30% plus sort of expectation we are making over what we have done year on year. So this year, like, you know, 223 MMSCM we had. So we will be definitely crossing 250 or maybe more, maybe much more. So let this evolving situation and gas supply situation stabilize a bit. Our team is ready with all the plans, phase-wise, month-wise, quarter-wise, and we will make a very much better rosy picture going forward. Figures, it is difficult to predict at this moment, but it will be double-digit and much higher in double-digit level.
Okay, thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, Sharmaji. Hope I'm audible.
Yeah, you are very much audible. Namaste, Saket ji.
Sir, as you mentioned that our annual volume was 223.67 MMSCM, and we are expecting higher volume growth than double digit. So, and that too in the tune of 250 plus. That is what the understanding is as per today's environment.
Exactly.
Okay, sir. Firstly, sir, if you could just give us some understanding of what factors actually led to the lower profitability for us December quarter versus the March quarter, and how this the geopolitical and the availability of gas, the pricing played out for the March quarter. Or, sir, uske baad humne kya course correction kiye hain jisse hamari margin improve hoti dikhegi in the ensuing quarter. Aur aapne ye bhi ullekh kiya hai ki shayad hamara jo demand side ka issue hai because of the acceptability of higher prices, if I have got it correctly. So in teenon aspects pe sir thoda prakash dalein.
Very good questions. Q4, we have taken certain measures we would like to also mention. But you can understand, first of all, we had always tried to insulate our margin from any sort of sourcing volatility. You understand that in the last quarter, you know, suddenly the APM allocation was impacted. Then NWG prices, which is formula-based, that also started coming little higher. And there was a challenge in the industrial segment for the gas availability part of it also. So this was the challenge in Q4, definitely. But we can assure you that margins were kept intact. And with regard to our strategy is concerned, how we are planning to go better in next quarter. First of all, that we are in a position to transfer our any sort of sourcing cost strategically to customers. We are able to pass it on, and we have to make a good campaign broadly with the industrial customers. And CNG wise also, we have found that since the alternate fuel people are getting the awareness that how the gas price volatility has happened, petrol and diesel prices, in spite of losses of OMC, are being capped. So the customers had been cooperative. They have not been shunning us for petty reasons and all that. So even the CNG vehicle sale we are tracking in every GA. Vehicle sale is also not very adversely impacted, which is a routine growth on the CNG vehicle sale we are seeing from the Vahan data, transport data also. So from that angle, we are insulating our CNG prices and industrial prices and commercial prices. The customers have been understanding, and through our campaign, the conversion is also happening well, and consumption is also happening well. Rather, we are adding more customers in the commercial segment, hotels and other commercial areas who were using LPG earlier. They are now aggressively reaching us out. More registration we are rolling out. Government is giving a lot of incentives to the CGD company like us for all the pending permissions for laying the pipeline in the municipal area, in the national highway, in the state highway, or even the railways. Every permission is getting now a fast track. So we find that growth will certainly be favorable for us, more than what we expected in the previous financial years.
Okay, and sir, in terms of pricing, can you give us some understanding how have the CNG prices, the inflationary trend in the average rate has gone up for this for the last quarter?
Our marketing head is here. More than me, he will probably give you better answer.
Hi, Mr. Saket. Ashish Mittal here.
So, Mr. Saket, what we have done is whatever our incremental cost is there, so for the month of April, we have passed on that cost to customer, and then there was sufficient amount of delta available with respect to adjoining GAs and with respect to prices of petrol and diesel. Cost increase primarily due to two factors. One was increase in the ceiling price of APM gas, which was $6.75 per MMBTU for previous financial year. Now it is $7 per MMBTU for current financial year, and significant amount of increase in gas prices under NWG formula. So due to these two increases, our cost for CNG had increased, and we were able to successfully pass on the resultant gas cost to the consumer. So we have protected our margin for this financial year as well.
Namaskar, Mitalji sir. So taking this increase into factoring into it, how has the demand shaped up in terms of we are still getting the similar volumes from the existing customers in spite of the increasing prices, and currently, sir, the availability of gas from all the sources that we have currently, how was things shaping up in terms of the availability of the thing?
Right, sir. So this is a very good question. So CNG sales, if we talk about for month of April, even after passing on the cost, has been in line with our expectation, what we had budgeted for this financial year. And coming to availability of gas, So availability of gas is not a concern for domestic and CNG segment. So whatever is the demand, whatever we need, it is getting available in the market, and we are sourcing that gas for serving our customers.
Okay, and the sourcing pattern has changed, sir. I think so with the type of geopolitical issues in the Middle East region, and we being reported that a lot of infrastructure has been faced severe destruction, especially Saudi and Qatar. How has then the LNG and the other gas supply affected, and how are things are going to shape up in the second quarter going ahead? How will this dynamics going to play out, especially for companies like us, where sourcing of gas and the pricing of gas is what will define our margin?
Right. So your question is specifically for CNG or any other segment, Mr. Saket?
So for all across the basket where we operate, but CNG is the more profitable one and the higher volume, so it's the jada prestige.
Right. So, Mr. Saket, so what I'll answer the question for CNG first. So, in CNG, we'll get around 40%, this is the rough number, so around 40% of our volume from NWG or APM, right? And balance is sourced through either long-term contract or through HPHT gas volume, which is made available to each and every CGD entity on month-on-month basis through IGX bid. Right. So for CNG volumes, APM fluctuation plus minus was there, but that was compensated by NWG gas. Apart from that, in line with government gadget guidelines, 100% of other LT gas we are getting at contract size itself, and those are not getting affected, which was there for usage into CNG segment. And for HPHT, in fact, even though the prices of other gases have increased, HPHT gas, which is made available through IGX, the prices for that source has reduced from $9.72 to $8.92. So over there, that is also compensating to reduce the or reducing the cost of gas for any CGD entity.
Okay,
and going forward also, what we foresee that sufficient gas is available in the market in terms of HPHT or NWG or APM, which may not be a challenge for coming year for an organization like of our scale, because in HPHT bid, the gas is basically allocated to a CGD entity on prorated basis. So whatever we have a requirement, we have been getting that much volume of gas in HPHT bids historically, and we don't think that is going to change in short-term basis.
Okay. So, Sharmaji, just to conclude, as you mentioned that for the current financial year, we are on course to improve our margin and also improve our volume. So in these two aspects, we have our roadmap clear. And going ahead, now for this year, the Namakkal and the Tiruchi GA will also be contributing with the type of synergies that we have done with the state government and the private operators. So this understanding is correct?
Yeah, you are largely correct. I would also like to mention to you your concern regarding sourcing part. Let me mention one line first. That you see, our portfolio for CNG sector, which is the most profitable volume-wise also and net margin-wise also, is broadly, you see, more than 75 to 80%, you can call it to be more precise, is fed through domestic sources. As regard RLNG and Qatar, which you mentioned, we have got long-term contracts with Shell and GSPC. So exactly whether it will be from Qatar sourcing, because RasGas Qatar supplies, they are not in our portfolio. So we don't expect that, when you do a long-term contract with any of the supplier, be it GAIL, IOC or GSPC or Shell or Total or Trafigura, that time, we mention which project is going to feed you. But ours is from their portfolio. Whether they bring American gas, whether they bring Nigerian gas, or whether they bring Australian Gorgon gas, or they bring the Saudi gas or the Qatar gas, that is none of our concern. So force majeure was initially invoked, but that government's intervention was there, was only restricted to the industrial supply, not the domestic, not the mobility. So CNG and domestic was very much insulated. Now to even commercial is coming to the focus. So CGD getting a priority sector allocation will not be impacted to the extent this is being, forcing for the industrial sector or the power sector or even the fertilizer sector. So that way, our growth and the margin appears to be very much insulated. So that is one comfort we can give to our investors, which we understand and we see that same thing I am telling to you. Second part with regard to Namakkal and Trichy is concerned. Namakkal Trichy is growing well. Our capex is happening as per our plans. Some difficulty was there now with the formation of new government. We believe more growth-oriented policies of the state will come. Permissions are already in place as per the central government's directive from MOPNG and other instructions were given to all states that all the restrictions regarding permissions, etc., are now redressed to a great extent. So customers, from LPG and other conventional fuel, so that should not be a difficulty. So as of now, we don't foresee. As we go to the quarter two, quarter three, we will interact with you guys more. Then whatever more visibility will come, we will share with you. As of now, we expect that our plans should roll out as per the figures which we have decided.
Okay. Sir, one point and then I'll join the queue. Sharmaji, when we spoke post the third quarter, we did not have any idea, nobody had an idea of what was going to shape up in the geopolitical aspect, and we were looking for March quarter to be much better in terms of what December quarter was. But that was not the case, as we have seen that although the revenue profile has improved, but margins and the profitability on an absolute number basis has declined. So going ahead into, we are early into the quarter, how is this quarter shaping up in terms of the profitability profile? And I have a concluding question and remark for our CFO sir also, if time permit. I'll
pass it on to CFO to answer it. But one thing I can tell you, if you go to our P&L little more minutely, you will find that some one-time entries are there. Because of that only, the margins are not in line with Q1, Q2, Q3, like 15 crore rupees PAT we had been consistently giving for every quarter. Fourth quarter, it has slightly dipped to 12 crore rupees around, So that answer he will give. There is some debit which lastly has come and which will be definitely reversed in the quarter one of this thing. My CFO will answer you better.
Yeah. See, on the gross margin front, on the Q1, QFC, we have maintained the margins. In fact, it is slightly better. Now, coming to the EBITDA margins, there is one impairment in our JV that we have disclosed also of 1.34 crores. So, the difference between PAT of the both quarters is 2 crores. So, largely that is the reason. And one bank charges have been levied of around 2.8 crores, which we have spoken with our bank, and we are pretty sure from the bank side that it will be taken care in the next coming months. So that was the one-time effect. Otherwise, we are much better than Q3 if you remove these two things on Q4. Going forward also, as CEO sir has said, that we expect our margins to be intact. And in fact, our growth we expect in double digit. So that is the guidance. And on the EBITDA front also, we will be plus 5.2 and in the range of 5.3 to 5.5 rupees per SCM.
Sir, 12 crore was the number you gave, sir. I missed your two numbers you gave. One was for the finance cost
One was 1.34 crores. That was one-time impairment of our JV receivables. And the other one was 2.86 crores, a bank charge.
If you remove these two,
will find that we are strictly in line with our prediction. So these are one-time entries, and these provisions, etc., will be definitely reversed going forward in next quarter, because as on the date of signing of the balance sheet, these remained unresolved with the bankers. So this bank charges and that another this JV, you know, JV entry, that will be redressed going forward. So we don't consider it's the performance dent. It is only some accounting things have happened, which will be redressed going forward. We can assure you.
Even if we add those 3 crore, we are at 20 crore, whereas our profitability for December was 22 crore. So still there is a 10% decline. So what explains that decline, sir?
So if you see the PAT for the Q3, so it is 15 crores, right? And Q4 it is 13 crores. So the difference is 2 crores only.
So I was looking at the PBT number to be very precise. So that was from where the tax is the provision part. So I was looking at the PBT number at 22 crore, the consolidated one. And this quarter it was 17.7. So if we add 3 also there, it is closer to the 20 crore mark or 21 crore mark. So still lower than the December quarter.
So actually 22 crores and 17.7 crores. So if we add 2.86 plus 1.34, it comes to 4 crores. So most largely it is because of this thing. And going forward, as the volumes increase, so our OPEX per SCM will reduce. So that is why the guidance that we are giving.
Okay. So when we are representing
Thank you, sir.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Second, we can connect later on offline also.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Pavan Kumar from Ratnatraya Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, how many stations do we intend to add this particular year? First of all, from the is that you had actually come up with the 150 number last year, and I think you have met it. So this year, how many stations do we expect to fully add, and how many would be in Trichy, Namakkal? That is the first question.
Yeah, thank you. You have noticed our commitment well, and it was our really Herculean task to exactly match to this level of 150 benchmark, the landmark position. And we really did, our project team really did their level best to actually keep the promises. Thank you. And this time, we are expecting another 36 to be added. We will not be able to really grow. See, 111, we had done, 111 we did in several years. And this year alone, we did 39. So another 36 we have kept moderately. To be said to my stakeholders, but 36 we are again this year planning, and with the efforts of my project team, we should meet it.
Okay. And to CFO, basically you indicated that there was a chance of reversal of 1.34 crores of receivables. Did I hear it correct?
No, this 1.34 is a provision made against the receivables from our JV, Nihon Cylinders. So we had made a similar this thing in Q1 also of 3.75 crores. So balance we expect from to be received from that JV. So work is going on that.
There is no expectation of any further sort of provision to be made in the books. These are only on the insistence of, you can understand, the statutory auditors. Safety net is growing very hard. So we needed compulsorily some provision to be made. So we have conservatively made it. But as such, the amount is intact and good as far as management understanding of the recovery part is concerned. And with regard to the bank entry, that too definitely in a month's time it will be reversed. That was some bank charges. They have erroneously charged to us. We have made a higher level presentation. since bank committee's meeting was not possible before the balance sheet date, so we had to take a one-time sort of hit that will be reversed in the Q1 itself.
Okay, okay. And were there any other extra expenses apart from these two on the P&L? Because what I see is other expenses have increased, and even the employee cost increase. Employee cost increase, was it like there was some kind of incentive in this particular quarter?
No, in the employee cost, as we as our business is growing, no, so we have added employees in this. So at the start of the year, there were 214 employees. Now we are 256. So that is a quarter on quarter. That is the increase on year on year. Otherwise, we are on similar levels quarter on quarter. Of course, license fee slight increase will be there depending on the revenue. It is 2% of our net revenue.
I appreciate, you know, you have really noticed it. So, but this impact you will find in everybody's balance sheet. See, new labor code had come, you remember. So, because of that, every company had to take some extra provisioning. So, we also had to take around 60 lakhs rupees worth of provisioning on the implementation of the new labor code which came. So, that impact is coming in the last quarter. I think CFO, is it okay?
Q3
malaria. So that impact can also be one such this thing. But as such, since the company is growing and future growth is there, project rollouts are there, so we have deployed a little more, stronger team. For that, some slight change will be there, but we are meticulous on that. We will not, and no incentive or no bonus rollout or nothing of that extra abnormal, any other entry is there in our Q4 balance sheet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sir, about 14-15% kind of volume growth would be, would that be fair expectation this year, or that is pretty much higher? On the higher.
See, as regard volume growth, let me reiterate one more point, that last year, except the industrial segment, which is in Fatehgarh Sahib, and just now someone asked also, ki Fatehgarh Sahib, how you are planning for implementation of NGT order and all. So that only was a retaining factor for us. Otherwise, in all other segments, CNG segment, PNG commercial, PNG industrial, we have had last year 20%, 22%, 24% like that year-on-year growth. And we will maintain the same level of growth in all the three segments this time also. Industrial, automatically we will grow much higher because that NGT order, if it is in the letter and the spirit, is implemented by the state government administrations well, then industrial, so automatically because of lower base also, the growth will be higher. And we expect that 23, 24, whatever industrial volume we were there, we should catch up to that level. And as such also, that area, after the Aam Aadmi government came to Punjab, was reeling under degrowth in industrial segment. But I hope something good is expected to happen that side also. So industrial growth with the NGT order implementation now, even industrial will not lag behind. We are expecting that in all four segments, we will be growing more than 20% year on year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Next question comes from the line of Mr. Sashi Ranjan from Anandan Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations to the entire team, especially the project team, for the feat that they have achieved on the ground. Just a few quick questions. What is the percentage of the spot CNG that we did last year or last quarter versus the long-term purchase agreement?
On CNG side, we had how much, CNG percentage wise?
Spot versus long-term?
Spot in CNG in Q4 was only 4%. And the rest was WGHP, SP and long-term.
For the quarter, it was 4% for the whole year?
Okay. This is for the whole year.
Whole year,
it was very comfortable. We have designed our sourcing portfolio so comfortably with the help of, good sourcing team with us, that spot-wise, we are hardly any buyer. Rather, even whatever we are getting in very, very compulsive situation, that also we are getting through ONGC and Reliance at HPHT rate, which is the most competitive rate currently. So, as such, on CNG segment also, our portfolio of sourcing is very supportive. So, beer 3%, 4%, 4% only we have resorted in the whole year.
That's fantastic, sir. So let's come to the operations part. So I see that there is Pyote, CNG mother station is one in number, and mother come online CNG stations are 12 in number. So are we resorting to cut down the operational cost by getting into composite material for transporting the CNG from the mother station to the filling station? Any plans like that? For instance, there's a company who supplies composite material where they say that the operational cost will be really very less compared to the metallic cylinder that we primarily use for transporting CNG from mother station to the filling station. Am I clear with my question, sir?
Yeah, you are clear with the solution. I'll give you a generic answer to this only, that as a matter of policy, we believe that we should have as much as possible the online stations only, but only where we are constrained by the geography and the spread of it. There only we are constrained to keep it on daughter booster and mother station feeds to those daughter stations. Otherwise, we prefer as much as possible, and we are investing a lot also on making the station online, which gives us a better efficiency. Secondly, as regards your mother station question, my operation head is here. He can answer well on mother station point.
We have almost around 35% of our fleet of type 3 caskets right now.
See, what
the type 3 casket you already have.
35% of my casket movement is on type 3 only.
Okay, that's great. So you're already on the right line to save the operational cost. Now, the final question, if I may squeeze out, what is the growth in the two GAs like Banaskantha and Namakkal and Trichy when it comes to the both CNG vehicles, and is that matching up with the growth in volume from our stations? I'm asking. Let me elaborate it. Let me simplify it. Growth of CNG vehicles in Banaskantha and Namakkal and Trichy, and is that growth matching up with the growth from our stations?
Right. So, this is Ashish Mitra. I'll like to answer this question. So, in Banaskantha and Namakkal and Trichy, these two are very different geographies. So, if I talk about passenger vehicle, in passenger vehicle segment, in Banaskantha, whatever passenger vehicles are being added in that GA, more than 40% are CNG vehicle. So penetration in CNG segment is very, very high over there.
Okay, sir.
Right. And if I'm coming to Namakkal and Trichy GA, as you know, CNG is a new fuel to that region, the Tamil Nadu state as a state put together. So over there, that much penetration is not there. But what we have witnessed is the CNG penetration in passenger vehicle segment is increasing substantially. And on an average, over there also, more than 15% of passenger vehicles are CNG passenger vehicles only. And the number is growing on quarter-on-quarter basis.
That's a great news for us, sir. So coming to the CAPEX that we are planning in Namakkal and Trichy, so what will be the source of fund for the Namakkal and Trichy CAPEX? This is the last question from my side. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I'll hand over to CFO for this question.
Can you repeat the question?
The question is that the Namakkal and Trichy CAPEX that we're planning in next year, like 150 crore CAPEX and maybe more in next financial year. So what will be the source of fund for the CAPEX?
Yeah, so we...
General accruals, yeah.
Yeah, got it. For Namakkal and Trichy, we have, IPO funds available with us. So, as at the close of March, we have about 194 crores of funds available. So, through that, we will do the capex in Namakkal and Trichy. For the other three GAs, largely we rely on internal accruals. Plus, we have a line from term loan from a bank of about 40 crores, 40-45 crores is available in that. So that should be it. Funds-wise, there is no issue. We are fully tied up.
Thank you for all the elaborate answers, sir. Congratulations for the future endeavors to this very great team. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you
very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Manikandan, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes,
yeah, you are audible. Please go ahead.
Beyond volume mix, what are the key factors which are driving the CGD margins? I want to know. For example, assuming CGD and industrial volumes are fixed and the infrastructure base is also fixed, what are the key factors affecting other than that?
See, the key to success of any GA in CGD sector, as per your questions, if I have correctly understood, you should divide the companies, CGD companies, in two, three different segments, like IGL, MGL, MNGL, or GAIL Gas. Those who had got this award of the GA much ahead with the minimal minimum work commitment, they have virtually completed all their capex. Only OPEX is there, and then entire gross margin they are enjoying. Secondly, they are brought in such cities where the infra laying is already over, or there the concentration of households or the commercial is so good, so high, that once you have reached to a society or a high-rise building, you only need to meter the consumption and then bill it. Whereas for the latter part of GA, which have been given the licensing after 2017, 18, 19, in which bracket we fall, we have to cover the spread, geographical spread of a very, very wide area. There are BPL families. All the households are not even pakka households, or even you can say that society culture, high-rise building, etc. are not there. So those companies which are such CGD companies, they require very high capex to reach every nook and corner of it. If you have been tracking the CGD sector well, you must have noticed that even the PNGRB has a mandate of only one-third of the population to be covered through PNG domestic area. Remaining two-thirds, they still believe that alternate fuel, largely in LPG, they will be catering in future also. Because the LPG cylinder, nobody can beat the versatility of LPG cylinder. Even a dhaba wala or small, the vendor on the roadside, they can use LPG, whereas the CNG or PNG connection requires a very firm line, at least 1.5 meter beneath the ground to be placed, and no apparent line should be visible, which is not steel. Inside you can have the MDP line, so such is the strict safety norms, etc., for reaching each and every consumer level. So the profitability of newer company will take time to match the older ones. But still, with the meticulous private sector people entering into the CGD sector, the operational efficiency is much better. And we are, where we lack secondly is that the volume aspect of it. So bigger companies can have sourcing, they have got volume bargaining power through their higher volume. Rather, they can have the RLNG, regasified, liquefied LNG from imported sources also in bulk. So such benefits they have. Still, through operational efficiency, the latter part of the licensed CGD companies are in a position to somehow catch up to them and match them on operational efficiency part of it. So this is what broadly I can explain about the CGD sector's profitability going forward and what are the challenges which we face vis-a-vis those which are established older companies.
Okay, sir. Understood. Just to addition to my earlier question, I have observed that in your shareholders list, there is a shareholder named Shizuoka Gas. Is Shizuoka Gas supporting IRM in any kind of LNG sourcing or technical expertise in any way?
They have the portfolio ready with them, but problem is that they are already a CGD company in Japan in a city called Shizuoka itself. That's why Shizuoka Gas is the name of them. But they have some portfolio, ready portfolio with them. But other than us, they have not developed a marketing infra in the country. So entire sourcing, we cannot do from them because a ship, minimum size of ship which is required is of 40,000 MMSCM in one go. So that we cannot buy from them. We have to rely upon the other sources only. They have no marketing infra established in the country, so they cannot have any sort of sourcing benefit to us. Secondly, they themselves are CGD company, so as such, nothing much more than what is the participation of them is there on the equity side as an investor. The technical expertise also in-house, within the country, we have better ones than to take any helper from them. Although we keep interacting, so good practices we share with them, they also share with us, but not very significant contribution is coming from them.
Okay, sir. My next question is, IRM Energy has invested in two companies, Vinuka Polymers and Farm Gas. Can you explain the strategic and financial contribution of these investments?
See, both are backward integration strategy for IRM industry, IRM Energy, because Farm Gas is in the business of CBG production. So they have a plant in Khanna, and we are buying gas from them through that Satat scheme, that CBG, CNG synchronization scheme through GAIL. So they are doing the business of CBG in Punjab, and the Vinuka Polymers is in the, primarily was in the business of making the CGD distribution, these MDP pipes. P80 and P100, two categories are there. So they are very helpful in supplying pipes at a very reasonable cost to all the other industries. IRM is also buying from them at arm's length prices. Secondly, they have also diversified Vinuka Polymers into the irrigation pipe business also. Also the power sector, wherein overhead power lines are getting undergrounded. So these cables are getting under a conduit. So that conduit they are manufacturing. So these three kind of business they are having, Vinuka Polymers as a 50-50 joint venture company with us. Secondly, Farm Gas, we have got 33% stake as of now. Earlier it was 50%, currently it is 33%. And these two companies are backward integration support to us.
Sir, are they profitable or still the development?
Farm Gas had been doing some business. Initially, they faced certain challenges in the farmer agitation and all that last year. So there was slight, but they are cash positive. Only that some issues were there in the aggregation side. But in the current 6 months, or rather you can say four or five months, na, They are very, very profitable currently. You understand the kind of gas shortage which has happened. So government is also encouraging CBG. Vinuka Polymer had been consistently almost like break-even. But going forward, since they have diversified into the irrigation side also and the power sector side also, so next year we are expecting their turnover to almost double or be more than 2.5 times more than what they have performed this year. So that business should also support us in consolidated reflections.
Okay, understood. With increasing EV adoption, sir, especially in auto rickshaws, how do you see the impacting long-term CGD demand, CNG demand? And I want to know which vehicle segment currently contributing the highest CNG volumes.
You can say that taxis and other commercial smaller vehicles are contributing the maximum ones. And three-wheeler segment is a debate only, that how far the electrical conversion will be impacting the CNG or even the petrol diesel side. So my marketing head will explain further.
Hi. So, see, if we compare, I mean, EV penetration in RGAs, it is at very early level. EV penetration is not there in any of the segments, so be it passenger vehicle or be it auto three-wheeler segment. It is to some extent there a threat for Tamil Nadu, Namakkal and Trichy, but in other GA, EV penetration is very negligible and it is not there is not much traction in that. So you can maybe compare the trends of vehicle addition on month-on-month basis. EV addition is negligible in RGAs.
Okay. Coming to the financial side, sir, what is the peak debt level you are expecting in next 5 years?
See, right now, at the end of March, we are around 49 crores of term loans. So looking at the capex this year, and we have a 45 crores term loan sanctioned. So peak debt will be in this range only, 70 to 80 crores for this financial year.
Okay. And one more thing, in your cash flow statement, I have observed that there are large mutual fund transactions around 700 crore something. Could you explain the treasury strategy behind these movements?
So we have a board approved treasury policy, wherein we park liquid into liquid funds and overnight funds based on our fund requirements. So those are the movements of mutual funds in and out, depending on our fund planning.
Then are they contributing anything to our quarterly profits or something?
Yes, yes. So they are contributing to the other income side of the
okay. Business. In the current quarter, how much profit you have received from this mutual fund investment?
Around 2 crores.
Okay. Okay.
So
and
this is what you expect the dealers to deposit the proceeds, you know, the following day. Like, you know, 6 to 6 a.m., 6 a.m. to 6 a.m., we are doing the metering. And then we want our all dealers to deposit their proceeds, net of their commission, back to us by 1 o'clock every day. So what happens next, barring aside the Saturday, Sundays and all that was a bank holiday, we are collecting all the proceeds and trying to park it on even overnight basis or more than that when we our cash flow requirement is there. Through our efficient deployment in the mutual funds or overnight debt funds, we are earning this kind of margins. This is net margin, we sure. This our treasury is meticulous.
Manikandamji, this... for this Q4, if you see, no, it is around 68 lakhs.
Okay. Oh. Okay, sir. Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. In the interest of time, that will be the last question for the day. Now I hand over the floor to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you very much, all the participants and EY who has organized this earning call. We thank everyone. On behalf of the management of IRM Energy Limited, we thank you all for joining us on the post-earning call today. We hope we have been able to address majority of your queries clearly and candidly. You may reach out to me or the company through our company secretary on our portal, on our investor relation. Even EY is helping us a lot. For any further queries which you may have or which were non-conclusive today, and we will be sincerely answering all the questions and will connect you even the offline also. Thank you very, very much.
Now we request moderators to close the call, and thank you once again for joining us on our the earning call today. Thank you very, very much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dosobas conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.